Melusine by Lynn Reed Banks.
This is the third talking book made possible by the generosity and hard work of the children, parents and staff of Davy Hume Junior School, Manchester, and is dedicated to Eric Bezig on his retirement.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Journey. Roger sat between his twin sisters in the back of the family car and stared across each of their necks in turn at the countryside flashing by. The twins were grizzling and sniping at each other without cease, and had been ever since they'd left Paris that morning. They'd liked Paris. They'd have been quite happy to stay there for the whole holiday. They'd gone mad about the little street cafes with their citron pressé. They'd put away crêpe till they'd looked like them. They'd gawped at the passers-by and giggled and pointed till even their mother had lost patience. The twins had been furious when their parents had said there wasn't time to go up the Eiffel Tower if they were going to make it to the chateau by nightfall, and they'd been griping ever since, making Roger's life a misery. What a huge country France was, thought Roger, as they drove mile after mile and hour after hour. He was getting sick of being squashed between those two boring, boring girls. Would they never shut up and let him look through the window in peace?
Can't I sit on the outside?